Blog Talk Radio.
The one God, the one creator,
the master of the day of judgment, which we now live. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray, I mean. As-salamu alaykum. I've read to you the first surah of the Quran, which is Al-Fatiha in English, and I've also recited it to you in Arabic. And I also just now greeted you with the world's greetings of peace. God's peace be unto you, of As-salamu alaykum in English. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. This is the day for the sisters. This is Tuesday, and it's October 26, 2021. And its main focus is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, which falls in place with the message of concern, which is the removal of all images from worship that portray divine, the removal of all images from worship that portray divine. And we say that this is a conversation, and we would like to have all input from our visitors and guests. We would like to have all input. Everybody participates in this because this is a concern of everybody's, or should be everybody's concern. We, the Muslims, we know there's our concern because there's no images of God. And just to read to you that there are no images of God that is also mentioned in the Bible as well as in the Holy Quran. I would like to read to you from Brother Henry Saifullah's book, Come home and can't find anything when I come back. Okay, which it mentions in Brother Henry Saifullah's book about the graven images. Roman and hold on one second, please, hold on. Okay. The title of Brother Henry's book is What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health by Henry S. Muhammad. And like I mentioned just now, that Brother Henry goes on to quote from the King James Version of the Bible, which backs up what we've said about the images. And we want to quote to you from the Holy Bible, King James Version, Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. We would also like to read to you a similar chapter, which is Deuteronomy, 5th chapter, 8th verse, and it says, Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. And it will go on in Isaiah, in other verses and chapters in Deuteronomy, in Leviticus, and so forth and so on. You'll find the disagreement that a lot of us have as far as these graven images, or it may not be clear to some of us about these graven images or images of, or that portray divine, which means statues and any other, any color, and any statues of any kind. You know, that in your worshiping places that portray divine, because God cannot be defined. Allah, the one and only God, creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen, cannot be confined in just one verse or in one or in an image or any image, period. So, therefore, we don't agree with those things that are being said about the images. That's why we feel it's our duty as Muslims to remove, have those images removed from worship that portray divine. Inshallah, if it's God's will, that our mission be completed. Right now, I also want to quote from the Holy Quran. I don't want to forget that. We're not comparing. We're just reading and quoting what's said in the guides of the holy books that we read and follow and use as our daily guides. And I just want to quote this one, chapter 112, or Surah 112, El-Ikhlas, the purity of worship. And it says, with the name of Allah, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer, say, He is Allah, the one and only, Allah the eternal, absolute. He begets not, nor is He begotten, and there is none like unto Him. Now, that says also that God is one, with no image, and no other thing, whether regardless to the color or the complexion of the skin, should not be worshipped, should not portray the divine. Okay. And if you did notice also, two of those chapters and verses are almost verbatim, say almost the very same thing, which is Deuteronomy and Romans, the first two that I read from King James Version of the Bible. Okay. Now, if there's anyone on the line right now that would like to expound on that or bring us up to date or have any particular input or concern about what we are on this Blog Talk Radio show for, message of concern, of course, I mentioned, you can push 1 on your telephone receiver and be brought into the queue. And we will entertain your suggestions, your questions, your advice, whether negative or positive. We're sincere on this show, and we pray Allah that we can handle what we're confronted with when the time comes, inshallah. Juicy One. Alaykum as-salam, brother Aimee.
Yeah, okay. I didn't press 1. I'm sorry. I didn't press 1, but I have the studio here. Alhamdulillah. I was listening. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. This is Amin calling from Los Angeles. I was listening to the show at the end, but I couldn't get in. But I couldn't because you was asking me to comment or something, and then I couldn't find the mechanism to. But that was a lively show. That was.
We were speaking on yesterday.
That was a 2 live crew that, yesterday. And we have to you know, like help civilize that brother, you know, because he's a little bit of a savage, and he likes to call names, and he has ignorance. And that's some of the most ignorant of the propaganda against al-Islam that he was expounding. Yeah, but I heard, I guess I heard the last half hour of it yesterday because I was dealing with my doctor. I was at, you know, had a doctor's appointment. But it was good. Y'all handled it good. All praise be to Allah. And that's the type of thing, that, you know, we're going to run into. People see us converting to al-Islam, the African-American, and they see us changing our life. We're the same Negroes, you know, as we was coming into the team. We, you know, have the faith. We pray five times a day, you know, and they know, and they, or they should know, that Imam Muhammad have met with world leaders and the Pope of Rome, and you know what I mean? And they see us coming up into our own mind and our own situation there, and they don't like it. And they don't like it. So they're gonna find some way. They're gonna find some way to poison the mind of you know, weak people, our weak people, some of the weak people, and keep them away from al-Islam from coming. But it won't work. It won't work because Allah's with it. Allah's with us.
Definitely.
Allah's with us, and you know, and He showed us what a savage someone, you know, ignorant, spouting out all kind of ignorant stuff would say, you know, just to prepare us and make us stronger and able to deal with contention, you know, I mean, as it comes up, you know, it's a lot. But I was in a situation when I was coming back from Tennessee, you know, I caught a Spirit flight, and I was in the middle of, anyway, this lady, this Caucasian lady, sparked up a conversation, and I told her I was coming from a 50-year gathering of anniversary, and I told her, well, it's an Islamic occasion, you know, and she said that she was a Christian, and she, I said, well, you know, I had a chance to talk with her, and I brought up some of the teachings that we've been getting on this radio show. You'd be surprised how much knowledge comes from this radio show from Brother Akbar and Brother Super Shuja and yourself and other people, you know what I mean, about the image, because we've been concentrating a lot on the image and on Christianity and on Jesus, you know. And the point that she agreed with me, I said, well, you know, I have a particular problem, just a little bit of a problem with Christianity, when you say that God had a son and you portray him as a Caucasian. So she took me through the whole thing. Well, wasn't he Middle Eastern? I said, well, according to the Bible, yeah, he's from that area of the world, Jerusalem and Palestine, well, you know, aren't the people in that area, aren't they, you know, other words, if we had to make a picture, you know, do you think that we would have a picture like that? And I had opportunity to tell her that, well, if you say that Jesus is, you know, the Jesus that's portrayed is the Son of God, and you say God is a spirit, you know, she was saying to me, well, God is a spirit. I say, but if that's the Son, isn't it a question like father like son? Like father likes the investment son, the father has to look like that too. You know what I mean? She said, well, I never thought of it like that. She said, I never thought about it like that, you know. And I said, mm-hmm. I said, all praise to God. A whole lot of people never thought about it like that. I've been hearing this with Akbar and the brothers be teaching, you know what I mean? They be teaching. You know, that's why we got to keep teaching. Just keep teaching. Right. We actually be teaching our own people too. Because sometimes mm-hmm. our own people maybe good Muslims, praying Muslims and giving Muslims and everything, but they just, you know, sometimes may not have enough knowledge, you know, so we got to keep teaching and keep preaching, keep it out there, because you'd be surprised, you know, that, you know, maybe some of the brothers and sisters need a particular point, you know, but yeah, that I brought up, you know, like father, like son. You know, if that's the son and he's Caucasian, y'all portray him as Caucasian, well, you know, you're implying to the mind, to the human mind, that, you know, the father's like that too. And she said, oh, I never thought about it like that. And I said, oh, praise the Lord. But anyway, I leave it right there, and I turn the show back over to you. And y'all doing a great job, alhamdulillah. And I know Allah is with us, because... Allah knows that, you know, we've been bombarded with a lot of false teachings, lies, half truths, and everything, and on top of being enslaved, and on top of not being able to learn to read and write, it was against the law, and you know what I mean. People could get hurt behind teaching us or finding us to read and write. So Allah is with us. All we need to do is realize that and do the best we can to be good people, and alhamdulillah, Allah is with us. So I leave it right there, and I turn it back over to you.
Right, okay, thank you, brother. Thank you. I'm glad that you were able to hear that, whatever part of what you heard yesterday. And I did call on you, but I realized, I think, that you just wanted to listen, but I wanted to know if you wanted to contribute some, since it was almost closing time, and that's when I did call on you. But I'm glad to know now that you were listening and you did hear some part of it, because he will be back. He will be back, because this time we had heard from him in a while. The first time he came on, he was with the same conversation, same subject. He wants to seem as if he just wants to put a dagger in Prophet Muhammad's body or something like that. You know, and start bringing up old stuff about him. You know, things that he wants other people to believe. And then he wants to play on our intelligence and to ask us, you're a scholar. You know, who told you anybody on this station, on this channel with us? Holler, you know, you're saying that, but you're trying to be funny, because we didn't say we were scholars. You know, you wouldn't claim to be the scholar. You know, if you live in Africa and you've read everything and, you know, seem to want to project that you know everything, which could never be true. But we were glad to try and deal with them, and I know that the brothers try to put a little muzzle on my mouth, you know, but I, and it was all right too, because it was the brother's show. But I just, it was just some things on my mind when he was making those false accusations and trying to get people to believe one thing, and, you know, when it was really not that. In other words, he's doing the same old thing, selling lies. And then he's quoting the hadiths. You know, and some he gave 6161, supposed to have been the section, and there's no such thing. I don't know what hadith he was reading, but we have the whole series of those Bukhari hadiths here. And that's why I was asking him, what volume? You know, okay, you've given us this page, section, 6161. Now, what volume is 6161 in? Not either of them. You know, so I had to cut him off. I hope I didn't do the wrong thing, you know, by cutting him off. And I'm sure your brothers would have told me, and I apologize if I spoke out of term or said anything, but like I said, this is America, you know, and we do have a right to speak, freedom of speech, you know, and if I was out of term, please, you know, let me know. I don't intend to get out of order or speak out of term, but I wanted to just say the same thing without getting perturbed to the point where it would have gotten out of hand, because he just kept on saying false stuff, you know. And I do remember that number, so when he comes up again, it would be like on guard or either muted from the beginning, whichever way I'm told to do to handle that from brothers. But yes, I'm glad you heard. Okay, we have other people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. No, I'm done. I was getting ready to bring somebody else in. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother, I mean.
No. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
In the future, though, if it gets too rowdy and it gets too disrespectful, let's shut that down. Let's shut that down. If someone gets too crazy, too disrespectful, mm-hmm. and also if they start saying things against like disrespect for the Holy Quran,
mm-hmm.
and Allah, Prophet Muhammad, especially that right there, that's explain to them that they have to go. That if they don't refrain from that, give them one warning. You don't refrain from that. You can't do that.
Yes,
you can't do that. You know?
Right.
So, you know, that way, put them on warning, and then, if it continues, then we shut it down. Shut that conversation down.
All right.
Because in a sense of speaking, that's fighting words. And I remember a long time ago when I was, I made a visit to Elijahville. This is around 1980, I think. And then I went to Atlanta, and the brothers, a Muslim brother and a Christian brother, was going like toe to toe. They was about to, like, Muhammad Ali and
Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier about to go to blows, over religion. See, and so, you know, we want to cut that type of situation.
Okay.
You know, situation off, inshallah.
Okay.
But we live in learning. A lot
yes,
of
sir.
People, you know, a lot of teaching us in his own way. You know,
absolutely.
So I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you for that advice. Okay, we see the first one up here that had pushed one. I saw the first indication, which was 706. Area code, last four digits, 7426. Area code 706, first three digits of the area code, and last four digits of the number is 7426. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Oh, alaikum assalam. Rahmatullah.
May Allah's peace and blessings on everyone in the cube and out of the cube, and again, we're always thankful. To deal with the psychological effects of the shaitan on our children with his lies that he has given other human beings who also are lost, you know, like all of us are whenever we don't have our focus on the
mm-hmm.
truth.
Right.
It comes from Almighty God Allah and from the last revelation, because we know all the other revelations are already incorrect and contaminated to a certain degree, to where you really waste your time when you already got the Quran. You got the clear evidence, you know, to discuss things with people that you already know they lost, because they're trying to defend something they don't understand their own self, unless they got the Quran. And they still might come up with the wrong understanding if their intentions are wrong. But most important, we have to be careful of these type of people and how they make us react because we don't want the psychological effects of what we might experience the day before or yesterday still be lingering on us, and our children see it. Our innocent people see it. And actually wonder what's wrong, and we have to convey to them something that may have disturbed us when we are in a position where we are supposed to be the mercy of all the world, you know. So we already got all the mercy we need. There's nothing, it happens every now and then because we are growing, like Brother Amin said, you know, and we have to remember that. We've only been Muslims for about 50, 60 years, you know, some of us maybe 70, but we also know that was our introductory time of preparing us for the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, you know, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was blessed by Allah to share with us. And we had to make sure that these psychological effects, you know, that we are still suffering from when we were young and under oppression and things like that, you know, it takes either sincere faith and overnight submission to the best of your human ability and stay the course that you're able to get rid of some of these psychological effects. If not, it's all according to how much time you take to submit wholeheartedly to Allah and the guidance in the Quran and the guidance in the life that he gave Prophet Muhammad to illustrate to us and how we adapt ourselves to that life, you know, for our children to get the full benefit of what we're dealing right now, you know. And from my hearing what I did hear a little bit since I've been on, you know, anyone who calls into the message of concern, that's what we are here for, to deal with their concerns. Because they already, if they don't know, when we tell them, say, well, you know, you called in this program because you had a concern. The truth that we are telling has affected you in such a way, you know, that you are saying a whole lot of things out of your mouth that you can't back up. Or you have no idea if they're right or wrong. But we do want to address your concerns. You know, first of all, we know that you're not ignorant. You know, you know right from wrong. Every human being knows right from wrong from the time they are born into this world, and it don't make no difference what kind of parents they had. We know their parents always tried to the best of their ability to teach them what is right and wrong. So we know you have some idea what's right and wrong. Now, if you've been through the school system, even the school system of the dunya, and you have been exposed to the contamination of the Bible, other books of different religions like Hindu and Buddhism. We know the Torah, you know, is so hidden by the Yahudi, the Jews, you know, because they don't want to expose them. So they don't let nobody touch it except their corrupt sacred order. So we know that the chances of you having to read the Hebrew Torah, you know, is probably same to none, so we know you have to be basing your questions on what you have learned in this reality that you live in that we have been free from. That's why we are talking about the message of concern, because we have proof in our own freedom, especially if we had time to tell you the history of each and every one of us who are on this message of concern by Allah's permission. We can tell you things about what you talk about out your mouth. You have no idea. So we are here to help you, to counsel you, to comfort you in the concern that you might have of your lost understanding and things like we were. Remember, we came from the lost and found nation of Islam. So we know. So, you know, and we let them address this thing because this helps us also see some of the schemes of Shaitan that he has laid for our children. Because he knows that we also have not closed the door to after our own self. You know, and we're still in control of the images he has sent out here and the schemes he has sent out against us, especially us who are on the path of truth. He's after more than us than those who he has already got locked down and has made a slave out of them, a hostage out of them, a murderer, a homosexual, a superiority conflict individual, etc. We know all about it. We have to be confident without a doubt, like Al Bakr. We know what we're talking about, you know. We enjoy anyone questioning us and our concern for all humanity, you know. in a way that it's got to be done according to what Allah says.
Right.
Allah said we have to save our own soul first, and then you Christians, you Jew, you and all these different names that you might be themselves victim to by the Shaitan. We know that there ain't no such thing as no African and Negro and white boy. We know all about that. We know skin color ain't got to do with nothing. Because we all come from one soul.
Right.
But we do know Allah gave us identifiers that they have used by the whispers of the Shaitan and the scheme of the Shaitan to make us put more attention on it than what it really is. All it really is identifiers that learn from each other what
okay.
we need to learn. You know,
right.
And how we are related by
mm-hmm.
Almighty God Allah. And you have a free will and I have a free will.
That's
but we
right.
are serving together, working together willfully to free everyone
mm-hmm.
from the whispers of the Shaitan, the enemy mm-hmm. of the human family. You know,
that's right. We're going to come back, Brother Muhammad. Yes, sir, you're right, Brother Muhammad, and I don't want to interrupt you, but we're going to come back to you because we have three other people now who want to speak, and I want to get everybody in. We appreciate your input, and we'll be back. Just hang around. How's your wife? Pray Allah is still making dua for her.
Yes, that's all we got to do. We got to do. Still hasn't seen out of the world. We can say one thing, finish it or another. The doctor can't something. You know, but anyway, we'll discuss that. I talked to your husband earlier. They gave
yes.
a little bit of an update.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay. We have, that looks like Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. We'd like to just say a few words. Praise be to Allah. We know this is the sister's time. You know, you don't want to come in and take charge.
No, you ain't taking charge. You're just going to speak whatever you want to have to say. Don't take charge. It helps.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely do that. I bear witness and I testify that there is only one creator, Allah. He's the absolute and he depends on nothing. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is his slave servant. He's the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. Peace to be upon him and all his family. I'd like to give the brothers and sisters a greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Just like to read a little bit from the Quran, you know, where I'm going to make the connection from there so I can stand on something. I don't want to just ramble. Surah 4, Ayat 171. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan wajim. O peoples of the book, commit no excesses in your religion. And excuse me, I missed that. Not say of Allah aught but the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah and his word, which he bestowed on Mary. Excuse me, let me get my glasses. I can see for a while, but then things start coming together. Which he bestowed on Mary and the spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not Trinity, desist. It would be better for you. For Allah is one God. Glory be to him. For exalted is he above having a son. To him belongs all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah as a disposal of affairs. Sallallahu Qadim, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. That message is a message that a person can teach on for years. One Tylene, but they can speak on it for years and don't say the same thing. And people can learn from that message, you know, because it's so broad and it's dealing with what's going on today. You know, we have people who want to say that God got a son and say that God is like the human family. They say that God is, it kind of show you that God is dependent. They go as far as saying that God was killed. You know, so that type of weight on the minds of the peoples is real heavy. It's real heavy, and you know, the messengers and the prophets, they can handle heavy things. You know, they can handle it. Allah said for every prophet, he created a enemy for every messenger. So the prophets, they can handle opposition. You know, you can bring it all day long. You know, but the peoples, the general population, it messes them up. That type of method, Imam Wahbi Muhammad said, what it does to African American, it makes them false. And what it does to Caucasian, it makes them artificial. You see, so it ain't no light message that Shaitan is bringing. You know, and when you get to bringing that message, clear and good, then Shaitan want to disturb you. He want to break that up. You know, in the Quran, they say that they got people who try to talk at random. They told them to talk at random when they read the Quran. You know, And the purpose of that is where the people can't get the right understanding of what has been said. But Allah said that when he presented his truth, his light, he said he perfects his light. You know, so we don't have no problem with a person that's tried to disrupt and because he know that he was talking to Muslims. The brother was talking to Muslims. We talked to Tariq about that, and he was thinking the same way I was thinking. You know, that you know, he tried to force us to teach him. And we don't have no time trying to teach him. You know, I mean, what it look like me trying to prove or give him some kind of idea or trying to prove to him that Prophet Muhammad was a prophet. You know? And I'm in agreement with what Sister Dahil did, cut him off, and what the brother Amin just said, cut him off. You know, and if you don't exchange the conversation, cut them up. You know, and we're not excited whether you accept Islam or reject Islam. We're not excited about that. All praise is due to Allah. That's benefit you. So we are thankful to be able to say those few words, to say that we said something, that somebody got something out of it. And we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, Brother Sujah. And you know, when you're right, you don't have time just to teach him El-Islam here on the Blog Talk Radio Show. But then, too, it doesn't take some people too long to grasp something that will benefit them if they really want to learn. You know, if they really want it, it doesn't take them that long. But he came with the wrong tone of voice. He came with an argumentative tone of voice, which indicated that, to let us know, it indicated that he wanted an argument. He was looking for an argument.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, he had he had a second agenda. He had a second agenda.
Yeah,
he wanted
exactly.
Yes, he wanted to break us down, you know, because he knew we were Muslim, but he kept asking us, you guys are Muslim, right? You guys are Muslim, right? Well, I mean, you know, you said it, you know. But anyway, because we never, and then my husband said, we're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, husband said, we're human beings. Yeah, so you see, the tone of voice that he had, it indicated that he was looking for an argument, that he wanted just to persecute Prophet Muhammad, said he was a lamb, stuff, blah. But who told him he was prophet? You know, don't, it's not right to speak. But anyway, so much for that. We're going to call on someone else. I don't want to. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Sujah. And then we're going to bring on, this looks like Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. As-salamu alaykum, Imam Ibrahim.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing me to have a few minutes. I know it's getting late, so. I only bear witness and testify nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone. And we always bear witness that Muhammad is his last messenger, his prophet. He's the seal of all prophets. He's the seal of any message that came before him. We bear witness to that. You know, and a good thing, this, we like to say this. I like to say this. Remember what Imam Muhammad told us. He said, see what we could do too. Let me say this first. What we could do with people like that, I'm just giving a suggestion like everybody else. Imam Muhammad say, let them talk, but give them a time. Say, okay, you on, you got 5 minutes. Then when they start to go on beyond that 5 minutes, so we're going to shut them down, you got 3 minutes or you got 2 minutes. That's giving them a time. Then when they stop, Imam said, then take your knowledge and put it on top of theirs. See, that's what's happening right now. What's going on, we waking people up. See, we are the group that made people think. See, the people are still caught up. Okay, who are the dupes in the Quran? You know, we say Shaitan and his imps are dupes. Who are they? Do we know who they are? Yes. It's the people that are still trapped up in his system. Them, the ones that work for him. So we have to be mindful of them, too. Like this guy you're talking about that was talking. We got the history. Allah bless us with the knowledge. Allah bless the spirit. But what's above all that Allah blessed us with, Allah knew when he gave us that message that we're going to shake the world. He know we're the kind of people who ain't backing down. We moving forward. Every time you say something negative, we taking 4 steps to the one you told us to take. We're not backing down and we're not going nowhere. And see, last thing I was asked about, okay, we be talking about the Caucasian and Africa, right? Well, what's the original name of Africa? I said, y'all supposed to know that since you took it. You don't know the name of Africa, the original name? I'd be talking to an African brother like that. They'd be looking stupid. I said, well, I tell you, so you go back and research since you don't want to take with me, right? And I say, A-I-K-E-B-U-L-A-N, Akabulan. That means what? The mother of mankind. That's the original name of that land. So I said, y'all need to go back on there and fight that instead of coming over trying to teach us Islam. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we're just aware of what's going on. I like for Sister Diane to give the part of the history, Aisha, that me and her shared this morning, maybe tomorrow, inshallah. We have to know that, too, so we know where to cut in and on that. Because a lot of people be searching, and they throw anything out there, try to get to respond to it. We have to let them know. We're not no gophers. We don't go for anything. Allah has blessed us to rise above this crap. And we're able to look into it way beyond what you're looking at and then shake your soul. That's what Imam Muhammad told us. He said, because when you're speaking the truth to people, he said, their physical body, now this shaitan part. See, shaitan got a part in your body too. The shaitan be saying, oh, no. He said, but your soul be saying, yes, that's right. So we know where we're coming from. And we have to remember, like Imam Muhammad said, we are born from memory. Look what he said. We are born from memory. Now, you think about that. Huh? We know what kind of teacher we had. We ain't saying he the majestic for just to be saying or throwing the world out there. We challenge the world on that. But that's what he told us. Those are the things we need to remember, especially when you get into the little tangles with these people. Like I say, this guy's searching. You know, inshallah, may Allah, he become Muslim, come back on the phone and tell that he Muslim. And then what we going to use is like, nah, when they, are you Muslim? I'm a believer. Imam Muhammad used that. That kills that. He said that kills the argument. Are you a Muslim? I'm a believer. Aren't you a believer? Yes, okay. So the conversation go another way. Say you agreeing to what he said you are. See, if you know that, why you ask me that question? But anyway, I'm going to get off. I'll pray to Allah that you allowed us to come on, have a few words, and we're coming back, inshallah. I came to you in peace and with you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, Brother Imam. Thank you for those words that we've learned about the correct spelling and of Africa and its meaning. Also, Brother Suja, reading of the Quran. Surah 4, ayat 171, I think it's Brother Suja had said. Mother of that land. Wow. You know, if you listen long enough, we'll always learn something, pick up bits and pieces, and if we're interested, we'll remember. It will stick, inshallah. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay, now. Inshallah. Okay, we want to call on. The boy just switched on me here. Okay. Two other people came on. Oh, that's what happened. The board switched. Now the board's big, so big until you can see everybody on here. Okay, let me see if I wanted to call on the next person who. Okay, here we go. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar. Husband, you have an indication here that you want to speak.
Well, I was really. Listen to everybody else and enjoying what we were saying since the brawl last night. You know, that was a kind of brawl. But anyway, two prevailed last night. So let me say, Humalee Shaitan Raideen, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, and Shadwee Lan, Ilah, Ilallah. And should we lay any more for me than run through well. I only bear witness and I testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. Christ Jesus announced that this prophet will come and lead us in all truth. And we believe today that there's no other human being that ever been on this earth since Jesus left but Prophet Muhammad and Abdullah. So we believe that he is the seal of the prophet. So we thank Allah for the Broad Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the authority of Amin Muhammad. We our job is to warn the people of the lies that have been given over the years that have separated the people and divided them up and caused most of the, not all of the problems, but most, I say 90% of the problems is the whole or image of his God. Last night, the young man, whoever he was, whatever, whoever paid him, he said that the Bible said that we was a cursed people and we was bound to be used by the other people in the world because God cursed us because we are black. I was trying to let him know that God didn't make no black people. God only said he only made human beings. And then he said the best human being is a human being that obey him the best. He tried to prejudice, the evil coming from the Caucasian. God allowed that because we was black and evil. Our hair was messed up. We are messed up people. We're here because God put us here to be misused and abused by people. That is so sad. Because a lot of things I really want to ask him, but he wouldn't lie. I want to ask him how many people that we kidnapped and brought to a land and raped them and took all their knowledge away from them. And he was trying to say about other slaves, and we the only slave in the history of being what they call slaves that lost their culture. Lost their language and everything else, and was beaten and raped, men and boys and girls was raped because we spoke up. And what kind of man would rape a little girl? I don't care what scripture said. God ain't put nobody here to abuse nobody. That ain't no scripture of God. That's a scripture a man. That's man-made scripture there. So in all this confusion that this man brought last night, and it's easy to see that this man had no decent intention. He said the prophet was a pedophile. He know nothing about the prophet. He know nothing about Jesus or Moses. He know that what his job was to attack the Muslim. And he was greatly defeated. Allah said they come out better putting out the sun than trying to put this religion out. And that's what he was trying to do last night. So he failed in his attempt because truth is always stronger than falsehood. And a lie is no good when the truth come around. And we have been blessed with the truth. And so he have a whole lot of falsehood that he been working on and working with to try to bring down this religion, him and whoever else. But anyway, he failed. Allah saved with those who do right. And we are doing right, acting for the removal of the image. And that's what we should have stuck with. And I guess Allah was testing us like he tested those before us. And I feel that there was a learning experience. It was some heavy words being said, but it calls for heavy words when somebody called the prophet of God, the last prophet, a pedophile without any proof. And he telling some other people this. We done had a hard enough time. I told him about slavery. And I let him know, didn't no white people do this. It was some evil people that had been tricked to call themselves white. If they had been white, they would have been pure. And pure people don't enslave or hurt anybody. They are workers of good. And there's no record of any white people doing that in America, not many. So we have the there's clear evidence. So that's what we're working with, clear evidence. We're working with history, his history. We're working with the history of the Creator, of Almighty God, and Prophet Muhammad, and Moses, and Abraham, and Christ Jesus, and all other prophets. We go with that would make sense. And that don't make sense, we leave it alone. But he ain't ready. He going to say, God is spirit. Then said Jesus was God, and God is Jesus, one who sat on the right hand of God in Israel. People, they permit to live in the paradise. All these lies that he came up with. But we pray that he don't be successful, that he don't no one else mind and corrupt them, because that's some dangerous talk he was doing last night. So we're people of forgive, but we don't forget, and we watch out for the ungodly people. Allah tell us not to turn our backs on them, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So I'll allow somebody else to come in and share what they have with the group, because this is what it's about. It's about removing the image, the false image that made him think his hair or his eyes, his blue eyes or brown. He said he was African. They don't sound like African to me. He might have been a spy. He might have been an agent from that's testing the water of this station. We know they're not gonna stand by and let us clear up these lies that have been promoted for years, because they get rich off in control of these people, and they won't always control of them. And the only way they can keep control is keep telling lies in religion. And we want to put a stop to that, inshallah. So I'll turn it back over to you, my wife. May Allah continue to bless you. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you for your thank Allah for your memory and things that you did remember him saying. And we're not going to just linger on this, but this is just the day after, and we're just trying to refresh our minds and so to show and to prove that we were listening and we were paying attention, because he put something out there. He put something out there, so he bears watching. Okay. Is anyone else in the queue would like to say something? I'm trying to get everybody who wants to say something first, and then double back up. I was wondering about this. I don't know. Maybe we need to just have all 5 days. Well, it is true anyway. All 5 days, 6 days we have, except for Friday. We do expound on the message of concern, even though it's talking about on Sundays and Tuesdays, even though it's talking about the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the children. Now we see, and it all combines, how it does affect the children with the lies and with hearing things like this. If any of them had been listening, what they heard last night would have really been something. We would have had a lot to do to get them back straight, unless we just ask them to go to another room and not stay, you know, near the phone, near the Blog Talk Radio show from what was going on last night. So, and because we already have a lot to do with our children, and inshallah, we will be successful with them, because they have a long road ahead, and we are responsible for them, all of them. So we have to get with the education, the correct education, and alleviate or delete, or whichever one you choose to call, to get rid of the lies that's been told to them in the school system, the other school system, when they were being taught his history instead of their own history. So And we've got the coding, and we've got the coding. And a lot of them need the coding, and we'll get the coding as well. And Zoom programs, which they already have some on there, and the, what do you call it now? The program, and it just slipped my memory thinking about coding. But anyway, the the aromatics and the anyway, it'll come back to me. I'm talking about the whole of the thing that has the science in it and the teachings of the science. That word, the program that exists that the children are into now, that covers the sound science, the math, you know, and all that. Anyway, proper name, I can't get it right now, but somebody will let me know. Somebody will remind me soon. Does anyone else have any input that they want to give us right now or expound on? Or anybody want to come back for the second time? Anybody wants to come back for the second time? Sister Quran. Did I hear Sister Quran? Maybe I didn't. Okay. Okay, but with the children and this COVID, it seems as if they're opening things wide open now for the children as far as school is concerned. And a lot of masjids, too, are opening up, going inside instead of having the jumas in the parking lots. I can't predict. You know, I'm not Allah, but I just feel that some moves are being made too soon. They're making the moves too soon right now as far as opening things wide open again. Thinking about the TSU, Tennessee State University's homecoming, which is this weekend, and I asked my daughter not to go, you know, for them not to go out there, because we know how crowded it can be with the floats and the parades and the food and all those activities that they have out there doing the step shows and all that. And I asked them not to go, to take the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren, because it's going to be a lot of closeness. I don't even know how you're going to be able to observe any type of distance, safety distances, you know, in a homecoming. We didn't have one last year, but they're having it this year, and it's going to be extra crowded. So I do think that some moves are being made too soon, but only Allah knows. This is just my opinion. God blesses whom He pleases, when He pleases, in the way He pleases. He blessed me with that. That vision, that intuition that something's not right about that. Okay. Let me. Anyway, we're going down for the second time now. If anybody else, anyway, the children on spring break and fall break rather, and they go back next week. They're in the school more. They've already stated about the Pfizer shot, and they have They've done research, and they said it's okay for the children 5 years old up until 5 to 11 years old to get that Pfizer shot now, that booster. Makes me cringe about these shots. Anyway, I saw somebody else come back up for the second time. I think that was Brother Muhammad. Wait a minute. We have someone else. We have area code 914. Last four digits is 3275. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Assalamu alaikum. It's Sister Sharifa.
Muhammad
Sharif in Mount Vernon, New York.
Alaikum assalam, Sister Sharifa. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Good, alhamdulillah. I'm good, alhamdulillah. All right, give it to us, college student, college woman, a career college woman.
That was one of my questions. Which homecoming were you referring to?
Tennessee State University. A&I, O&I, Agriculture and Industry. Tennessee State University,
oh, you said
DJ.
Tennessee State.
Yeah,
that's
that time of the year.
I probably all was well, too, because you're right. It is hard for social distancing at events like
yes.
that.
And they didn't have one last year, too, so they could have really do it big this year. But the step shows and all these sororities and fraternities and doing their thing.
Hopefully that a lot of them will at least wear a mask, inshallah.
Inshallah.
My question is, did you go to Nashville?
Yes, ma'am.
Over the weekend?
The 50th anniversary.
Can you tell me what I missed? I didn't have the opportunity to go. I only was able to go to the Zoom benefit dinner, which I
did
enjoy that. Do a lot, right. But I wasn't able to go to the workshops, though, to be there in person.
Right. Right, and they had some good workshops, and the main one to me was, all of them were good and beneficial and, you know, informative. So, but the main one to me was the accreditation of the Sister Clara Muhammad Schools and how to get a Sister Clara Muhammad School started, and I did bring back information, and
Alhamdulillah,
yes, and I we'll run off some copies and see if anybody wanna. I got one from, who else was that too? The sister from, had a school in, where Brother Bayah, I think where Brother Bayah is. And where is he? You know Brother Bayah, the one that has the 150.
Where is he, Muhammad?
Dealing with him. Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yes.
Oh, South Carolina. Is he from there? Okay, yes. I'm thinking of another imam now that's in another state. Anyway, he's the one who had the sister in his area, at his school, at the school, Clara Muhammad School, to do very good presentation on how things were before they started and things that they went through and on up until today. And how she sacrificed and fought for a lot of things for the progress of that school. And they're, you know, they're doing pretty good. But she's a fighter. She is a fighter. That's just, yeah, she's a fighter. Sister Sharifa, she is. And Sister Mahasnam at the dinner, well, I think you heard that you said on Zoom.
Right.
I was there, too, you know, at the school when they were going through a lot of sacrifices, you know, going through a lot of sacrifices to stay open and all. Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Oh, you were there at the school?
That's my home. Yeah.
Oh, you're from Tennessee?
Yes, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. That was a masjid I attended when I met Brother Abba 20 years ago.
Oh, now who asked about it? My mother and her family, they're from Tennessee, but not Nashville. They're from the Memphis area.
Oh, okay. We have visitors there from Memphis, too. And you know what? That was amazing. Fantastic and amazing. They had people there from all over. And guess who else was there? Hold on now. You ready? Brother,
can I get one? Yeah.
Brother, I mean, yes, it is Muhammad, our host here on this Vlog Talk radio show, our sponsor. He was there. I had talking to him, had never seen him in my life, but he was there. Yeah, he was. And that was a blessing, too. There was another sister there from, and I'll never forget her name, Priscilla, because she was from California as well. But she was the originator or the founder of, I think she said, Sister Clara Muhammad alumni and I have a card, and some other parts of the school, some other original startings of the school. She is in that that society, like that society, of helping people, to remember those ones and getting in touch with them and, I guess, appealing to them for the help that the schools need, Sister Clara Muhammad schools need. Yeah, very instrumental. She was selling jewelry, and she's a nice sister.
It's a blessing.
It is a blessing. It's really a blessing to meet her. Yeah, really a blessing to meet her. Okay. Oh, yeah, and the resident imam from Chattanooga, Tennessee. You met him, right? Was Brother Kabah, but he has been ill and everything, and he has just given that up. And now there's a young brother that's there Chattanooga, who did the Friday's Kutbah. And I'm hoping that I can, if I can, run some copies off. If I can get Akbar to do that, he has the equipment and everything, to send out some CDs or some DVDs of the Juma. It was really good. Yes, it was really good. I would just like to send them out to people who are not blessed to be able to make it and just let them hear what actually went on. And for the ones who did not, they didn't have a whole lot of people. Not a whole lot, but it was beneficial to Masjid El Islam of Nashville, Tennessee, with Sister Mahasin Abdullah being the number one principal, and her daughter Aaliyah Abdullah being the assistant principal, and her husband being the director, Imam Yusuf Abdullah of the school.
Well, alhamdulillah, hard-working family, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, and they have to do to a shortage of monies and not able to pay a lot of essential personnel, so like the other teachers. So they had to do what they had to do. Yeah, do what they had to do, and it's always been that way.
Yeah.
Here's the sister's name here. And we remember it because she's very vital. For one thing, she made handmade jewelry, one of a kind, designed by Priscilla, jewelry repair, and she gave me a card. She's also Clara Muhammad School's National Alumni Association. That's what she's over. She's on the Facebook, Priscilla A-L, Priscilla P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, last name is A-L, and / or Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. And she's on Twitter as well, on Twitter too. She has all the information. And if you want me, if there's any importance to you as it is to me, she's involved with Clara Muhammad School, and that's what's important to me. And being the National Alumni Association, you know what I'm saying, that's a big deal, big deal to me, because it's a nonprofit organization serving communities, and their motto is alumni solidarity. Her motto is alumni solidarity, and that's a good name for her. She's a national representative. So have to remember her. My first time seeing, but she was always moving around. She was busy. She was busy helping Sister Mahasin and talking, you know, to all of us. Yeah.
Who was Sister Priscilla's last name again?
It's got a A-L, capital A-L.
Paula. Like alamine or something like that?
Like what? Alamine, right, like alamine, A with an A-L and not an E-L. Not elamine, but alamine. Or Ali, maybe. I mean, you know, some she tried to keep the margins straight, sound like you. Try to keep the margins on the east side straight and lined up perfect. Writing those term papers and stuff. But, she's worth, I got to be in touch with her. Yep. Met lots of people. And then who else was that? There was a, he's not an alumni from Clara Muhammad's. Then that's a, the master there, the name of it is, Masjid El Islam of Nashville, Tennessee. Because we in Atlanta.
Like that name. Okay.
Yeah, Masjid El Islam. And that's the same name of the masjid here in Atlanta, Masjid El Islam, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I visited Atlanta once. That was in 2009 when I went to visit my sister. I went, Sister Zelly, we went to Juma was that Masjid Mukminun?
Uh-huh.
Where Imam Furqan is.
Exactly. Then, the man I attend to and my husband. Uh-huh. Same one. She was there, too. Zelly was there.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, that's right. She said she was going. And then I heard her on Lifeline. She had mentioned how nice it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the other masjid that I visited in Atlanta was the Atlanta Masjid. Is that the name of it? Where Imam Furqan is.
They call it Atlanta Masjid, but it's Masjid El Islam, too.
Oh, okay. I enjoyed visiting the school in Atlanta, too, when I was there.
Oh, yeah. And Sister Halima's son now, you know, is the director of that school now.
Oh, yes.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Halima is the.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start talking so much about Atlanta. Finish telling me about Nashville.
Yeah, she wanted to go. Yep. That's right. Sister Halima is Imam Deputy Muhammad's niece. Yeah.
Right.
They were his mother
and daughter.
Yeah. So I got these cards and this information here. And if you want a copy, I will take a copy and send it to you.
Okay. Thank you. I'll text you my address.
Okay. And I want to try to send you that could. Oh, you should have had, should have heard that could buy. But now, don't forget, we were hoping that you and Brother Muhammad would come down our way and be a part of our community when we get this finished with this land and get it together and can teach some of the children. You know, we're going to have some educational spots there. So it's Claire Muhammad School, inshallah. Technical
when
school.
When do you plan on having that?
Well, as we speak, we're working on it now. We're working on it right now, getting all of our, you know, trying to get some grants together and getting all of our people, business people, you know, in line and in order. And we're having a section for veterans. I have to send you this information. But we're having a section.
Oh, okay.
This is a part that the brothers had, but we haven't. Let me see who's on here. No, wait. Let me see who's on this. Yeah, but we're having. We'll probably have a homecoming or ribbon cutting once we get it done. We have. And it is raw land now. There's nothing built on it, so everything is going to be what they used to say, spanking brand new.
Oh, Lahuaga.
There's going to be our fresh vegetables and our livestock and our well water and all that's going to be our own community. We're going to have our own security. We're going to have activities for the youth, you know, like theater, skating rink, and we're going to have vegetables, teach them how to garden and get those vegetables. Everything's going to be halal and tabiha.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. I'm looking forward
to
this.
That's what keeps me going with it, because it sounds so exciting. And then I want to, the ones who think like me, you know, the medical field and the educational field, want to get
That's right, because you're a nurse. You're a nurse and an educator.
Alhamdulillah. I want to get a assisted living home for the elderly and a nursing home. You know, the assisted living, they can help themselves a little bit, and some just need 5 hours observation so they don't cook and burn up nothing. And then we have the nursing home, those who are, it's long-term, you know, see, they can do some assisted living, and then when they get so they can't take care of themselves at all, they'll go into the nursing home that's there on the premises. And that's...
that warms my heart hearing about this.
You know, and that's education for the youth that want to be nurses' aides, nursing assistants or phlebotomists and nurses and, you know, stuff like that. They can be taught that. Yeah, they can be taught that right on the land.
That's so important. Wow.
It is important. And quite naturally, we have other businesses like restaurants and bakery, technical school, where they can learn a trade.
Sounds like New Africa.
Huh? Like what?
Sounds like New Africa.
And you know what? That's the intention and what's on everybody's mind that's involved in this. I think Brother Muhammad may know a little bit about it because he might have been a little halfway on the team at one time.
Brothers in industry?
Yes.
Yes, that's why that sounds familiar with your saying.
That's right. Brothers United in Industry. Brothers United in Industry.
Oh, yeah, United. Yes, I missed that word, important word. I just said Brothers in Industry. Brothers United in Industry.
In Industry, right. group of brothers got together, and I'm working as assistant secretary right now. What I do, you know, they, I said, now, that's what I just gonna say. If you, I mean, I've told them, this is your brother, she's an assistant secretary. I am. doing a lot of things. I do what I can. I do what Allah blessed me with strength to do. You know, got to keep busy at this age anyway, especially. Got to keep busy. You know, can't stop now. I won't stop now. I got to keep on going. Keep on. But it's going to be interesting. We're going to have Brother Jarvis and his security staff there. And, you know, that's our own. So, you know, we have a closed gate policy. Closed gate, that's my suggestion. They may not agree with it. But they may not agree, but if they want to come in and purchase from the bakery, benefit from the dry cleaners, to the activities, for the theater or something like that, you know, we have a skating rink, too. I used to love to skate. I used to love to skate myself, yeah, in New Jersey.
We used to have fundraising skating parties at Sister Claire Muhammad School in Chicago.
Really?
That was years ago when my daughter went to Sister Claire Muhammad School.
Uh-huh.
And I used to take her. I used to love to skate, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah, good exercise.
Yeah.
Good leg exercise. And back, too.
Back
to
the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was in the 80s when we used to have those.
Okay. Inshallah, they get their school started back up again. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, okay, that's you. We have still good talking to you, Sharifa. I've been thinking about you, wondering how you're going. Brother Muhammad pops on a lot of times. Most of the time, he just listens, though. He don't want to say nothing. He doesn't want to say anything. It's gotten old to him to be here on the Blog Talk Radio Show, I guess. Been old. It's gotten old to him. He's here mostly on the night that we're on. Well, I would have to go on and anything else? But tell us how you feel about the COVID with the children and the injections, Sister Sharifa. Would you?
You know, I was thinking about it two different ways. Because
mm-hmm.
at first I was thinking I wouldn't want my child, if I had one their age, injected. But
mm-hmm.
then at the same time, I would want my child protected, but I would really have to think about that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Since we don't know what the long-term effects are,
well,
I just don't
have
the idea of children having to go to school in person.
Right.
This epidemic. I would prefer teaching my child at home.
That's my point, too. And inshallah, we're going to have that where we're going to, the schooling, we'll be able to teach our own children or teach our children at home, on the premises, on the land, you know, where they'll be right there where the parents are, you know, and we can all help. Yeah. Teach them some agriculture, how to till the soil, till the land, grow some vegetables.
I can see it again. New Africa. Can't you see it? Yes, I can.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do this. We gotta do this. Can't get we in it for the long haul, as they say. Yeah, we in it for the long haul. We can't give this up. We cannot let this go. Mm-mm. Cannot stop now. Because you know we're gonna always have some type of resentment or jealousy or whatever the case may be, but it's not gonna stop us. Nope.
No, nothing's going to stop.
Inshallah.
As you said, we said not stop now.
And we will not stop now. Mm-mm. That's right. I believe Allah is with us with this. And that's why we just.
And you know you're doing something good. That's when you get opposition. Allah said he sent adversity when he sent all the prophets. With all the prophets, then adversity was sent. And they were all successful, too. They fulfilled the mission that Allah sent them to do.
Yes, yes. And I remember when And I remember Ma'am W.D. Muhammad saying, you know, you have challenges, but learn to take your challenges and use them as opportunities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true.
That's so true. Yes, it is. So true. Yeah. Okay. Let me see if anybody else now here.
Okay, I'm going to get off. What did I do? Press one.
Press one to take yourself back out of the queue.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Sharifa.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Daya.
You're welcome. And I'll be in touch. You send me your information, and I'll send you what I can send you from the information that I have.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Get a brother the greetings from us.
I sure will.
Okay. Okay, let me see who else. So we have the 718 number, but they don't want us. Okay. Just got your number out of my mouth, and you indicated push the button one on your telephone receiver. And now I see your indication that you would like to speak. Area code 718, last four digits 4805. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hajalala.
Hajalala. Fort Valley State, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, yes. Sister Lala.
Wa alaikum wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm enjoying the program, and I didn't get on yesterday, but I'm listening to you all talk about yesterday. So you want to give me a call a little later on and but on expired.
Do you really want to take me through this again? Yes, I will. I'll give you a
call. Okay.
Oh, I tell you. Glad I was nowhere.
Wow.
Glad I was nowhere near. Yes, but I will. I sure will. Call you and give you the ups on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was good. It was really beneficial. It taught me how to, it taught patience, prayer, and perseverance, you know, because, I mean, I really didn't know how far I could go, how much I could take, how much I could take, you know, because
right.
You like to keep yourself under some self-control. We have to. Sometimes it's just so hard. Sometimes it just seems to be really... really hard. You have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you want to tell us something about our program and about Tennessee, about Nashville? Did you want to share anything or about the workshops or anything with our guests about that?
You know,
anything else?
The workshops, I was in and out, so I couldn't really just say specifically what
okay.
all was said. But I remember the Talin, Iman.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
He was fantastic.
And amazing.
Yes. His master is also named Al-Mumunu.
Where? North Carolina?
That's in Charlotte, North Carolina. No, not Charlotte.
Okay.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Yes. Mm-hmm. North okay. Carolina, right. And he's ready to have Joe Sahir. And he gave away some of his older CDs.
Okay.
And we wrote to them, you know. And then the CD that he was recording at the time, we only got half of it. So of the Talim that day. So we got half of it, but it was very interesting. And he made some CDs and whatnot, and he gave those out. But his masters is having a program. Friends and Family Potluck, 12:30 p.m. Masjid Al-Mumunun. I'm reading off the invitation that I received from his wife. She says, let's see. Let me read it off because I'm just looking at it. I didn't read it. With the name of Allah, the Masjid Benefactor, the Masjid Redeemer, Masjid Al-Mumunun, and from among you there must be a party who invite people to all that is good and enjoin the doing of all that is right and forbid the doing of all that is wrong. It is they who will obtain true success. Quran 3:104. We are here to the of Imam W.D. Muhammad, please visit us and learn more about our Islam. They have Friday, Juma, prayer, fall is 12:30 and spring is 1:30. Then they have Sunday, Talim, 12:30 and fourth Sunday, Talim. And then they have Friends and Family, Potluck, 12:30. They're located Master Al-Mumunun, 1510 Harriet Tubman Drive, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27105. The number is 336 area code 955-2828. Alhamdulillah. So the wife gave that to me, and he was talking on schooling that they want to do there in the Winston-Salem. He said they're not ready just yet, but they're getting prepared. And he's getting tips from different locations, you know. So he was seeing how to go about, he said, because they've been trying to get the school open maybe not long, but he just thought that, you know, there should be a school there under our leadership there in Winston-Salem. He also said, you know, he appreciated coming out there because he had like a 7-hour ride to drive back to his state. And then you know, also was that brother of the brother who was the entertainment. He did the poetry.
Brother Labibala from New Orleans.
Salam. Oh yes, he had lots of tapes himself, and so we brought a lot of them too. And he said this. He was talking to, I guess, myself and others who were listening at the luncheon. He said, you know, cold water is not good to drink.
I know.
Because the virus will stay in the cold water. But now if you drink hot water, the virus won't come in.
Right.
And then he said, what else he said? And then he said, milkshake are not good to drink.
You said what now?
Milkshake has a lot
milkshake.
Of sugar in it.
And
mm-hmm.
cold.
Milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
And cold water. And they also said that we should be careful of using ketchup and mustard as well. Because he also said there's a lot of sugar in both of them. So he said, you know, he must be at least older than you, 70.
Yeah, he's 80. He's 80 years old. Because I told him, I remember him in New Jersey, when I was living in New Jersey, where I accepted El Islam at mosque number 25, mosque number 25 South Orange Avenue in Camden Street. And long, long time ago, that was like 60, something like that. But anyway, I remember him being in the class of assistant imams, and it was a bunch of young brothers, and I thought he was a young brother, one of the young brothers, until I just talked to him when we saw each other in Nashville, and we were talking about New Jersey, and I'm saying, yeah, I remember all your young brothers, you know, with the sister, and he said, young brother, sister, miss. He said, I wasn't a young brother then. He said, how old are you? I said, I'm 79. I told you. He said, I'm 80. I said, I'm 77. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 80. He said, I'm 3 years older than you. I said, oh, no. And he just is spry and runs around there real quickly and everything. Yes, yeah, his first wife made my wedding dress when I first got married.
Alhamdulillah. He was moving so good. I did not think he was 80 years old.
80
he was
years?
So good for an 80-year-old.
I come. How can you say young brothers? I heard you say you in 1944. I'm born 1941.
He was. You have to see him, but I hope he comes on Lifeline. I didn't give him the number. But I hope he'll get on Lifeline because he and I were talking about Muhammad Ali, may Allah have mercy on his soul, Grand in Paradise, Muslim wife, Khalila. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm cool with her. We good friends. He said, and I'm good too with her. He said, now ask her about me. I said, okay. So he said, I'm going to call her. And so I said, well, let her know that you spoke to Haji Lala.
Mm-hmm.
And she gonna know who you're talking about. And
right.
So he said, oh, my goodness. He said, what? And so he had some kind of little rhyme that he had made for Muhammad Ali. And he had a little story about Muhammad Ali, too. I mean, he was full of stories. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
he is.
He can sit in the audience and listen to a workshop and come up when the workshop is finished. He's finished with a poem he wrote about him.
Oh, yeah. He was writing down when we were there at Tallinn. He was writing down what Imam was saying. I said, oh, he's probably writing, because his head stayed down, he's probably writing with, you know, to make a poem on this here Tallinn. That was nice, too.
Yeah, in a Muslim journal, he has a poem almost every week now.
Yeah. And that's alhamdulillah. That's alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
He had, because he had performed in several other events. So I'm wondering why Mosque haven't picked up on him yet. You know, so we might need to tell Mosque, you know, they need to do something with that. I mean, they're probably looking for new talent because, I mean, it's almost the same people each time there's an event with you know, so maybe they should pick up on him, you know, because he's just awesome. It's just like, oh my goodness, I couldn't get enough of him all weekend. He was in my face, like telling me one thing or another, and another, and you know, and oh my goodness, he's just full of stories.
He likes to teach because he had the brothers had to go inside of the little culture center there and get some chairs and bring it outside on the front. And he had them lined up like he had a little class. And he was standing up in front of them. And he was teaching them. And he was breaking down words and breaking down. I mean, they enjoyed it. They did.
Mm-hmm.
They really enjoyed it.
Well,
can hold your attention. That's for sure.
You sure can. You can hold your attention for a long time.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to leave, you know, but I'll give you 10 minutes. I got to do something else, you know. Yeah, and he's like, what's going on and whatnot. He was
and he's intelligent. He's intelligent.
Yes.
The words he used
yes.
and how he. Oh, that's a blessing. That's really a blessing. Yeah? I remember that. He said what?
He was saying that his mom didn't know anything about Islam, but she taught
mm-hmm.
him to be honest. To be truthful,
mm-hmm.
to be kind, to be caring.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course,
mm-hmm.
he didn't know anything about Islam, but those are the things
right.
that he's with him right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to be kind to people because I want people to be kind to me.
That's right.
I got to be honest because if you're not honest, you mess around and tell a story, and then you tell a story again, it's a different story. So when you tell a lie, when you tell them a lie, he said, but if it's the truth, you're going to come back the same way you said the first time. And I said, you're sure right about it. You know? And three things I don't like about people, liars, thieves, and dishonest people, and jealous people. I don't like them. I don't like them type of people.
He said you didn't like them.
I don't care for them, you know. But the sister, I'm gonna stop on this one here. The sister had you said her name was Aisha. I was looking for her advertisement in the book.
What Aisha? Who? What are you talking?
The one that did deco in the banquet hall. Beautiful.
Oh yeah, Aisha. That's right. Yeah,
beautiful.
They had the British decorations. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, oh my goodness. She said one of the boxes over there, it looked like it was a box, but she had it decorated so beautiful, you wouldn't have known.
Isn't that something?
You wouldn't have
ever known that that was just a box, a plain box. Decorated it.
Plain box.
She's very talented with that. And she owns a daycare, too. I remember when she was a young girl. Young sister, she got that daycare started, she and her husband, and she still got it going on. She got married in a mansion in Nashville, in Tennessee. I was there then doing Ramadan one time, and I had just got a new car. And I was driving it myself, and I had got so dizzy from fasting that day and trying to see the road. Oh, boy. Yeah, but I made it. I made that stop on the road a couple of times, but I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a mansion. Yes, it's Diane. She, you know, I got one of those little glittering things she has, you know. She gave me one.
Yes. Hey, yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. I need to probably give up. All because, I mean, it was just so beautiful in there. You wouldn't have known what it looked like before.
That's right. You would not.
You know, it was nice. It was nice.
You know, with her. I forget her name. She and the others, but she's been with her for a long time. I think she may be one of her relatives. But, I knew Aisha and her father and her met her mother once. Yeah, up in Clarksville, Tennessee. She's in Clarksville, Tennessee. Yeah, that's where she lived. Yeah, she would commute. She would travel down to Nashville, Tennessee, to the masjid, because she was friends with the imam's children.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There's a the book has quite a few vendors and whatnot. And then you were talking about the sister that was vending. She was a principal.
Sister
of the school.
Priscilla. She's the she was vending. She's the Sister
Clara
Muhammad School National Alumni Association leader. Go ahead.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, okay. Because we spoke to contact her in the pictures that we had taken. Well, I have a few of them myself, but she said she, you know, would get everybody's, she gave us all cards so that way we can contact her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She can
you know, the pictures of us in the that we had taken at the end of the Kaolin.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the outfit I had on, I had bought it from Sister Esther that be's on, well, she's out of Chicago, Sharifa.
Mm-hmm.
I saw like Sharifa. She's out of Chicago, and she's on the Lifeline.
I know her. I mean, I don't know her. I know of her from being on the Lifeline. Yeah.
Right.
Esther's been on Lifeline, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she. I bought that outfit from her.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that yeah. Sharifa just came back on?
Oh, yeah. Assalamu alaikum. I heard my name. That's why I came back.
That was Haji Lala saying she heard you on the phone.
Sister Lala.
Alhamdulillah. How are you?
I'm fine, alhamdulillah. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, sis. Alhamdulillah. How you like New York?
I like it, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You went from cold to cold.
From cold to colder. I say, oh, no, they're two of the coldest states in the country in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Like Lou Rawls used to sing about those goulashes.
Yeah, New York is a little warmer than Chicago.
I think so, too.
Yeah. That's Chicago wind.
On some days.
Yeah, that Chicago wind is what gets it around the lakes.
That hot, yeah.
Look here, we were in Chicago in 2020.
Oh, that's right. You were there for Saturday's day, weren't you?
Right. That hawk was out there one of the days till it took my dough on the car and it flew open. I didn't even get the door halfway open before that went.
That sounds like Chicago, Warren.
Yes. And then the strangest thing about it, that day it was cold. But then the next day it was like warm because all I had on was like a suit jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping so I had a lightweight jacket.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Mm-hmm.
You
one of the days I had back and forth. Yeah. One of the days while I was out there, I had a suit jacket on, and then I had, like, I think a cape or something that day because it was, like, maybe in the 60s or something like that. So it warmed up. But the next day, baby, look at here. You had to hold the car door to get in the car. And I was in a fur coat, so my coat just...
I remember we used to have to go up there for Savior's Day. I'm telling you, in February, that wind would be. Okay. My goodness. Ooh, this is really something, that wind there.
Yeah,
oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. Well, ladies, I think we're going to have to wrap this up. It was so good speaking to the two of you. Since we can't see each other more in Chicago. Huh? What
do
you say, Sharifa? Likewise, yeah.
Oh, I was just saying alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, yeah, alhamdulillah. Okay, well, I guess we'll go. There's, before they, Brother Amin, take us off the line here. Because it's 9:05, and the lady did say what she had been, how long we had, and I heard her, but I didn't acknowledge it. So we got to sign out, y'all. Let's, Sharifa, you want to make the close with El Fatiha for us, please?
Oh, okay. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladzina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Well, Solemn
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that sounds good to have another sister to end to close with the opening of the El Fatiha beside myself, you know. That's good. That's alhamdulillah. Okay, it was good speaking to everyone, all of our guests, and thank you for coming. And this is the sisters' last night for the week. This is Tuesday, so I'll see you again for the sisters' part on Sunday night, inshallah. But don't just tune back in for the brothers, too, now. We're having some dynamite conversations on here. So we all patronize each other. We're going to work together. We're going to play together. We're going to stay together, and we're going to pray together. As-salamu alaykum. Be safe.
Wow. As-salam. Also, let's wish Maddie 75th birthday. Today is her birthday.
Maddie?
Yes,
Maddie. Okay, thanks for letting us know. Thank you. And we want to make do up for Sister Sharon, too. Make do up, please, for Sister Sharon, Brother Muhammad's wife, who had a stroke that's in the hospital now. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
His wife, yes. She's been in the hospital now for about a week, I think. About a week, yeah.
Yes, I'll make do up for her. You said her name is Sister Sharon?
Sharon. Sharon.
S-H-A-R-O-N. Sharon. I'll make do up for her.
Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.